Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
Again, any time that, you know, this franchise, I think, went 26 years at one point without making the playoffs, and any time you're able to get in there, it's something we should be proud of.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Not that you probably don't know, but in case you're just getting up and getting into the news cycle, Eric's prepared to play for you the various magic number scenarios. So
six.
Okay. So six, we've determined, is the magic-er number, because the magic number was already clinched.
It's gone. Yeah.
That was just to get in. The magic-er number is six. That's to clinch to the division. Do you have
six?
Do you have now for Matt the super magic number?
Okay. So would you like to explain
the
what
super
that is
magic
first?
Number, Matt, of course, is to clinch the number one seed overall and home field throughout the playoffs.
The Brewers' super magic number, seven.
That one is seven.
You like those numbers, Matt?
I do. Let's do it. Yeah, all about it. Yeah, that, you know, I'm trying not to pay too much attention to those things. I mean, obviously they're out there, but, you know, for us, it's always been about win tonight, and you know, I'm good with the magic number, the magic-er number, whatever monster truck rally music we got going with them. Yeah, I'm in on all that stuff. So it's a ton of fun. But you know, we got to focus on what we need to do in front of us, which is the Angels tonight.
Well, and the best part about that, honestly, is that, like you say, if we take care of our business, you win ball games, you're going to achieve all of these numbers. We control our destiny every step of the way. Obviously, it helps when somebody else loses, but we don't have to bank on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's something where, you know, we're always watching the scoreboard, we're following the other teams around us, and you know, again, it's something where we just have to do it ourselves, you know, and I think we can't rely on other teams not to do their jobs, because these are all really good teams at this time of year, you know, and that's what we're going to have to face in the playoffs as well. And so, you know, our guys are going to stay ready, and you know, hopefully it's a lot of fun down the stretch.
Jose Quintana, he is out for the rest of the regular season because of his calf. We know that Trevor Megill also still sitting out there. Jose Quintana, I guess you tell us, it sounds like that one, at least for the foreseeable future, is okay to have him on the bench, because you wouldn't necessarily use him in the first round of the playoffs per se. But when it comes to Trevor Megill, how important is it to get him some reps before we get to October?
Yeah, look, all these guys are hopefully going to be a big factor for us, and Quintana's done an unbelievable job for us this year. I mean, and not just on the field, off the field. I mean, he's such a great leader, and who he is and his experience, I think, has really helped a guy like Freddy Peralta, honestly. Quinn Priester, he's just been a great influence on some of our younger pitchers, and even the guys that have been here for a while. So certainly we'll miss him, but, you know, it sounds like it's a little bit more of a mild calf strain, and hopefully should be available for us, you know, in the playoffs. And then also, you know, Trevor Megill, like you said, he's been closing games. He's an all-star closer, somebody that we'll definitely need. Right now we're looking at, you know, some appearances at the end of the season. But again, a lot of that depends on how he feels here headed down the stretch.
So when we talk about, and you have some work ahead of you here, Matt, as you have to submit a playoff roster, can you explain the difference between where we are now with who is allowed to be on the team and the numbers, and then what you have to get down to for each series of the postseason?
Yeah, so we can carry 26 guys throughout the playoffs, you know, and there's the 5-game series, there's the 7-game series, you know, there's the 3-game series, obviously, we've been a part of. And, you know, so you have to prepare, obviously, for your opponent. I think a lot of it's matchup-based. You know, for us, we have a lot of ways to mix and match to beat other teams, and I think that's been successful for us all year. So we're certainly going to take the opponent into consideration and the length of the series, because you can carry more pitchers. You can carry up to 13 pitchers. You can carry less pitchers potentially if it's a shorter series, which a lot of teams have done. And so, you know, that's going to be certainly a factor as we're building the roster for the postseason.
What do you do? So you guys have to play the Padres, and you might play the Padres again. So do you have to, like, hide your hand a little bit? Do you do anything differently playing the Padres when you do here in a week versus if you play them again?
I mean, you don't want to use any of your trick plays?
You don't want to shoot? Yeah, kind of, right?
It's like, different than football, though, right?
Is there a little bit of, like, tape you don't want to show?
Yeah, I don't know if it's if we need to show them all of our cards, you know, but I do think, you know, a lot of those cards help us win games, right? And so we probably want to use some of those things, you know, throughout the course of that series. But, again, kind of depends on where we are in, you know, in the standings at that point. And obviously Murph does a great job with our game prep and our team, you know, trying to make sure we're prepared for every night and every scenario. So we have a lot of advanced scouts that are watching other teams right now as well for the playoffs. And so if they're keeping an eye on us, we're certainly keeping an eye on them right now as well.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 with us this morning. Matt, something that, you know, bodes well, regardless of whether we get that number one overall seed. And I know the ticket office and all of us fans would love to have as many home games as possible. That said, Brewers, I think, do we still have the best road record in baseball? And regardless, we're up there. Like, what makes for a great road team?
Yeah, I think we're up there. I'm not sure exactly where, but yeah, I think we have played very well on the road, and I think a lot of it is sort of how our game probably translates. You know, I think when you play, you know, good defense and you have team speed, that doesn't go into a slump very often. And so, you know, our team is very nimble and athletic, and so I think that that plays into our strength on the road. In a lot of different ways, you can play more aggressively, you can put more pressure on teams there, just like we do at home as well. And so, you know, a lot of times that just plays in every environment, you know, regardless of where you are.
We forgot to start with congratulations to Matt, by the way. Since we've talked, obviously, wrapped up another trip to the postseason.
Yes.
And as a fan, I'm grateful. And what is happening in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin around this team is a great thing. So really excited.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, really appreciate you guys. Yeah, I mean, obviously doing what we've been doing here for a while, and you know, we were able to make a toast, and hopefully we can do a lot more of those along the way with everybody from Wisconsin. I mean, it's a great time to be a Wisconsin sports fan right now with the Packers playing great. Obviously, everybody loves the Bucks as well, and the Badgers and us. I mean, it's a great time to be a Wisconsin fan and a sports fan, and I'm certainly proud to be a part of it.
Who do you think Murph will read a letter from next? Like Warren Spahn?
You know, maybe. Who knows? You know, he's got a lot of letters up his sleeve, I guess.
Why not?
So, sure. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, Matt. The Brewers
Thanks, Matt.
Angels, once again, 6:40 first pitch tonight at American Family Field.
Thank you, guys.